The fight to legalize same-sex marriage is heating up in the Deep South. Judges in several states, including Texas and Virginia, recently called the same-sex marriage ban unconstitutional. Reaction was mixed, including here in New York. I asked a gay couple.
I'm Mark Mitchell. I'm from Florence, Alabama.
My name is Greg Myers, from Florence, Alabama.
Who've been living in New York City for the last 10 years, how these judges' opinions could weigh in on the same-sex marriage debate in the South.
The thing is, that's what worries me about pushing things so quickly and pushing things to the legislature, is that it might build a kind of resentment that will be hard to shake over the next few decades.
Change is good. Change is great. The idea that we have to wait for the evolution of the president or governors, it's offensive.
Mark and Greg met at school in Alabama 14 years ago. The two moved to New York City because it wasn't easy being gay in the South. They tied the knot after the state legalized same-sex marriage in 2011.
That was amazing. And it's like we wanted to feel like we were a part of something else. We're gay. We've been together longer than most straight couples we know. We want to make a declaration.
Even though they've made that declaration here, it doesn't stand in states like Alabama, where their marriage isn't valid.
I haven't been home in about a year and a half. And mostly the reason I haven't been home is because I don't want to go back to Alabama and suddenly lose that status.
Mark and Greg say they had to leave to get validation for their relationship and don't regret their decision. But they know not everyone has that option.
I feel like I've abandoned people that are even more worthy than I am of having this life. Greg and I are having a wonderful life, and we don't have to think about it.
Once same-sex marriage is recognized in Alabama, there'll be a sense that, okay, you know, now we've accomplished that. Now we are fulfilled in a way.
They say they know things will change in the South. They're just not sure when. When it does, the couple says they will celebrate, even if they are miles away. I'm Rajiv Dheed, reporting for Pavement Pieces.